The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Every summer, my peonies look like somebody took pinking shears and trimmed right around the edges. I always thought it was grasshoppers. Until we stopped by a neighbor, when we were riding our bikes one evening and she had a bigger problem. I realized there was something else going on. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, as well as the pest patrol expert for PlantersPlace.com, and I want to tell you what I learned about weevils and what they do to our plants at night. My first thought when I saw those lilac leaves at my friend's place that it was leafcutter bees. They are such excellent pollinators and good characters around, so I suggested that she just let it go. But there were so many of them. And she never saw any insects on the leaves that, you know, I kind of wondered whether the leafcutter bees was really what was going on, since they are typically active during the day. The next thought I had was it could be earwigs. Even though I've read time and time again that they don't cause damage, I've seen the reality of having them in the garden. Finally, after some searching, I figured it out. It had to be root weevils. I didn't even know we had root weevils, let alone that they did this sort of damage to foliage. You know, when you hear root weevil, you think maybe they're damaging the roots. But in my research, I learned that there are a dozen species in our area, including the strawberry root weevil, the black vine root weevil, and the lilac root weevil. And besides enjoying the peonies and the lilacs out here, they also have a penchant for rhododendrons and azaleas in other parts of the country. Since their name implies that they do live in the soil, you might notice the presence of root weevils if you have young plants that are wilting and dying because of the feeding from the roots, although this is typically not a significant problem in the garden or the landscape. The more visible indication of their presence is nibbling the leaves in this distinct pattern. Like I said, it looked like somebody took pinking shears around the edges. When the adults emerge, they crawl up the stems or the branches of the plants to feed on the leaves during the night. If you really want to see them in action, go out on a warm summer night with a headlamp to catch them in the act. You can also put a dent in their numbers at this time by shaking the branches over a white sheet or spread out sheets of newspaper that you can gather up and toss into the trash. Another way to slow them down is to trap them on their way up the branches. If you have the sticky traps with the paper backing, you can secure those around the tree or the plant. But you can also use a substance like Tanglefoot, although you will first want to wrap the tree with cardboard or paper, then smear the Tanglefoot over that, or you'll end up with a branch covered in gross dead bugs all the way up. Once you capture a lot of them on the paper or on your sticky traps, tear off the cardboard and dispose of it. Most of the time, the feeding doesn't hurt the plant or the tree, but if it's in a visible area and you want to stop it immediately, you can spray the tree and the soil with insecticides made with neem, permethrin, or the spinosad. You'll have to treat them with numerous applications every 2 to 4 weeks, so be sure to read the labels of the specific insecticide to stay on top of them adequately. So root weevils aren't horrible in the sense that they'll kill the plant, but it's really remarkable how much damage they can do. Fortunately, if you don't want your leaves to look like a kindergartner's craft project, there are a number of ways you can knock back their numbers and take care of them in the future. If you would like more information on these root weevils, on aphids, earwigs, anything that might be nibbling your plants, come and visit us on the Pest Patrol blog on plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.